This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. Schools closed across North Texas. However, that doesn't mean kids who depend on school food are going hungry. We visited some closed campuses that are still providing meals to students who show up. It's lunchtime at High Point Elementary School in the Cedar Hill ISD. More than 63% of the kids in the district qualify for free or reduced-cost lunch. That percentage is even higher at High Point. Kitchen staff greet families driving up for today's hamburgers and milk, white or chocolate.
Everyone chocolate?
I'm ready. Mom Marjan Moore welcomes the meals.
It's a really big deal. It alleviates a lot of stress on me having to get up, cook breakfast, lunch. I'm able to relax more with the kids. It takes a load off.
Moore is like many parents feeling that load now that her kids are home instead of in school. It's like spring break didn't end, but it was supposed to last week.
Normally in this situation, they have programs and stuff that they can go to. The rec will be open for them to go to, or just spring break functions that they can go to, as opposed to just being home all day, nothing to do. So that's why I chose to stay home for a week.
Some may not have that option to take time off. Others have been forced to with the close of restaurants and bars. That's why High Point Elementary's kitchen employee, Beverly Walker, is glad to have her job.
And so this came, you know, where we can come this week, you know, and get some hours. That was a blessing. So we just go from here.
Maisha Davis came here with her two kids, happy to find High Point at least still has food.
Because especially with the shortage of food that's in the grocery stores, it's very important because you're not able to get all the essential things that you need to make meals because everyone has already taken it.
Over in Fort Worth, Dawn Washington's brought her twin 9-year-olds, Azarian and Amaria, to Eastern Hills High School. A food truck is serving up the same thing as High Point.
It's a burger, an applesauce, and some carrots with some dipping sauce.
For now, these and other districts will keep serving up the meals, with sauce or not, even as the school doors stay closed. In Fort Worth, 77% of kids qualify for free or reduced-price lunch. And to feed the mind, some districts plan to venture into online learning to teach kids stuck at home. That's not good enough for Maisha Davis, back in Cedar Hill. She knows caution has closed these campuses, but she doesn't like it.
I'm, like, really shocked about that because I'm like, what about the kids? You know, what happened to No Child Left Behind? Even if it's online, but they still need that education from going to school, the social, emotional, the interaction with other children.
School officials say that will happen again. They just don't know when. I'm Bill Zeebel in Dallas.